Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
You know, guys, today so many people right now are talking about why things can't be done. They're talking about their limitations. They're talking about obstacles and challenges that they face. And I just saw a video. I just saw a video that so challenged me. I don't know if I'll be ever able to say, I just can't do that. I saw a man by the name of Richie Parker, who instead of turning his life over to his life circumstances and saying, you know what, these are the cards I was dealt with, so I just can't do anything. He decided that, you know what, I'm going to do something. On YouTube, there's this video. We're going to make this available for you on The Torch, but I want you to listen to Richie Parker's story. This is a man. A man that does not have any arms, was born without arms. We have people today because they have certain situations in their life, because certain setbacks. I want you to listen to this and be encouraged to say, listen, all things are possible. Look how this man has lived his life and what he's been able to achieve and accomplish without any arms.
How do you get through your day? Make it from one place to another, one task to the next. How do you do it?
Every step of the way in life, there have been people that said that I can't do things, said that I couldn't ride a bicycle. There have been people that said that I couldn't live on my own, couldn't get a good job and support myself, or I couldn't go to college and graduate. I don't listen too much to people when they tell me I can't do something. There's not a whole lot that's gonna stand in my way. There were a lot of people that when I first started at Hendrick Motorsports, they had no idea what I could do and what I was going to do there. I have some guys that I'm good friends with now, and they told me that when they heard I was coming and when I first got there, their biggest thing was, well, what is he going to do?
Hendrick Motorsports is the most winning organization in NASCAR. From Jimmy Johnson to Jeff Gordon to Dale Earnhardt Jr., for any engineer drawn to racing, it's the elite destination.
We need to add a little clearance there for a while. All right.
For Richie Parker, it's been the job for the last 8 years. As a vehicle engineer at Hendrick, Parker designs chassis and body components for all four of its race teams and does all his design work the way he does most everything, with his feet.
It's very demanding. When we have somebody like Chad Knaus that comes back from the racetrack and he says he needs something next week that's going to help him win a race, then no is never the answer.
Richie Parker was born in May 1983 in the coastal town of Buford, South Carolina. Right away, his parents knew something was wrong.
He said that there was a little issue, a complication, with the baby, and I said, what? And naturally, I think he moved me a little to the side and said the baby did not have arms. And I just was sort of dumbfounded, like, what do you mean?
Doctors told the Parkers the abnormality was the result of a non-genetic birth defect, creating bilateral amelia, a limb deficiency.
I'm thinking, how are we going to get through this? How would he eat? How would he open doors? How would he do just the normal day-to-day things? Once I saw Richie, it was no question after that.
He was the cutest baby. You know, he was the cutest little boy. After about 5 minutes, it was, when can I take my kid home? Just give him a kid.
We wanted his childhood to be as close to any other child's childhood as possible. That's always been our attitude. We are going to make it work. We might just do it differently, but it will work.
We put this on the door, and I can grab onto it like this with my shoulder and pull it out.
There were always things around the house that made it so that I didn't need to ask somebody else for help to do it. And that was always important to me. I had two parents that from day one tried to make it so that my life was, I guess you could say, as normal as possible, whatever normal is.
This came off a larger bike, somewhat like a beach cruiser.
The other kids in the neighborhood had a bike. Well, Richie's gonna ride a bike. And we understood some of the dangers. We got long handlebars and bent it up and then bent it out, and we welded a bar across from one handlebar to the other. And after that, he rode the bike with the other kids in the neighborhood. And he was just a kid riding his bike.
As a teenager, Richie's sense of independence found its sharpest focus in cars.
I always wanted to drive. I was told by a few different people, well, if there's a bus in your area or if there are taxi cabs, then that's all you need to do. You just use that as your transportation. But that just, that just wasn't me.
When he was 15, Richie spotted his dream car, a 1964 Chevy Impala SS. The Parkers convinced the owner to sell it. 15 years later, it's still Richie's ride.
If the bicycle gave him a certain degree of freedom, the car, I think, gave him a greater amount of independence and pride. When he's in that car, everybody's on the same level.
In truth, Richie's entire life has been one remarkable study in engineering.
We thank for the food, we thank for the hands prepared, and ask that we use for the nourishment of our bodies. Amen.
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 I might go both days.
Nearly every task requires ingenuity.
I can't say there's anything that I can't do. I don't know that there's a whole lot in life, period, that I could say that I can't do. Just things that I haven't done yet.
That attitude carried Richie to his current job at Hendrick.
I think I had about 20 resumes that I went through before I settled on Richie's. I knew he could do the things that I needed him to do. It was more a question of how.
We've got a few updates that we're making to this fixture to make some of the parts more durable and more adjustable than it is currently.
We sat down and he showed me how he works on the computer and how he does his design work. I write with my right hand, you write with your left hand. He happens to write with his feet.
Parker's initial internship with Hendrick was supposed to last 10 months. 8 years and 5 championships later, he's still here. How do you get through your day? Make it from one place to another, one task to the next. Don't ask Richie Parker. He's already moving on down the road.
I'm just never satisfied. It's what drives me. I don't know where it comes from. And sometimes it kind of drives me crazy, but that's how I live my life.
That was Richie Parker, man that was born with no arms. I mean, you got to see this video on the torch. We're going to make sure it's, you know, embedded there for you. You got to see it. But he rode a bike with no arms. He drove a car without any arms.
He's doing better at life with no arms than about 5 of us combined.
Exactly.
He's an engineer. Operates a computer with his feet.
A grinder with his feet. Amazing. You've got to see that. You've got to see that on the VFN Torch.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the daily VFN radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. VFN radio is brought to you by friends like you and our underwriters. Find out more how you can join them by giving or how you, your business or ministry can become an underwriter at VFNTV.com.